With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Just a day after remembering the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr., Americans were being called to reflect on the importance of religious freedom as they observed Religious Freedom Day on Tuesday. The constitutional right to practice our faiths peacefully and openly is a core tenet of our democracy, said President Joe Biden. It helps us fulfill one of our highest aspirations as a nation, to be a citadel of liberty and a beacon of freedom. Presidents have been setting aside the day since it was designated by Congress in 1993. The day is set aside to commemorate the Virginia General Assembly's adoption of the landmark Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom on January 16, 1786. That's according to George Washington University. The statute was written by Thomas Jefferson. Southern Seminary professor Andrew Walker says religious liberty is tied not only to our historical identity, but our theological identity. He writes, "We have stood as bulwarks for liberty in American history, believing that faith plays a vital part of our national identity and that the ability to live out that faith is integral to the American project." He sees some red flags, though, as he looks out on the landscape of religious liberty. He says, "While I commend the steps of this administration to promote religious freedom, it would do well to move beyond mere platitudes and re-examine the stance it's taken to alienate Americans of faith whose faith commitments contradict progressive orthodoxy. Religious freedom is not true religious freedom unless applied equally and consistently." Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. In Luke 5, Jesus boarded Peter's boat to teach the crowds gathered to hear him speak. Peter had a front row seat. As he listened, he heard about living by faith instead of religious observance. Peter began to understand that Jesus wanted him to trust him. Jesus told Peter to let down his nets into the water. Peter was hesitant because he'd worked all night and caught nothing. He could have denied Jesus' request. And yet Peter obeyed Jesus, and the nets filled to the brim with fish. Obeying Jesus, Peter witnessed a miracle. As Peter recognized who Jesus truly was, he became especially mindful of his own sinfulness. Jesus invited Peter to leave his fear behind and accept a new calling as Jesus' disciple. Read this full study from Lifeway at baptistpress.com.